Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we've been sharing about the seasons of the Lord this week. And with the Lord's help, we will conclude this teaching today. And as we brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, we were talking about seasons of fruitfulness, and I promised I would read Psalm 128 today. So let's start with that. It talks about the blessings of walking in a harvest time with the Lord, of fruitfulness, of fellowship with God. Psalm 128 says, "Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children, and peace upon Israel." Praise God. Jesus, as we know, is our example in our Christian walk, and he certainly endured his seasons of need, of suffering, but now he's enjoying the travail of his soul. Jesus is satisfied. The Father's pleasure that men would not perish is now prospering in the Son's hand. Let me share Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, verses 10 and 11. "Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities." Praise God. And in Hebrews, the 5th chapter, this is the New Testament, verses 7 through 9, the word says, "Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him, called of God and high priest after the order of Melchizedek." So, beloved, a crown of thorns preceded the crown of glory, as Jesus was made perfect by the things he suffered, making him fully equipped to be our leader, our guide, and our example. The Lord of the harvest has promised he would beautify his people as he established the work of their hands. A beautiful verse found in Psalm 90, verse 17 says, "And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us, yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it." And another scripture I'd like to share regarding the seasons of fruitfulness, Isaiah 32, 15 and 17 says, "Until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness be a fruitful field," hallelujah, "and the fruitful field be counted for a forest, then judgment shall dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness remain in the fruitful field, and the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever." Praise God. So God promises that the wilderness will become a fruitful field after the Spirit of God is poured upon us from on high, and the effect of righteousness would be quietness and assurance and peace forever. Praise God. So the seasons of fruitfulness, beloved, the seasons of harvest, of reaping, are the outward manifestations of God's victories that were often sown in the season of need. Hallelujah. Well, there's yet one more season I'd like to share with you from the Word, and that is the season of present truth. God established His people in present truth. Let me give the scripture reference, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 12. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them, and be established in the present truth. So what is this saying? There are seasons of particular or special emphasis given to God's people as the Lord brings forth His purposes in each generation. The Word of God says in Amos 3 and 7 that surely the Lord God will do nothing, but He revealeth His secret unto His servants, the prophets. And so there were, throughout the history of His people, there were times that there were special truths and understandings of God, of His ways, His workings that God wanted to reveal. Let me give a familiar example. In the 16th century, in Luther's time, when he nailed those 99 theses on the door of the church at Wittenberg, it began what the time of Reformation, and this was justification by faith. This was a very significant and important time because as he studied the scriptures, he realized that our justification, our salvation, was not in any sense of laws or orders or things that we followed, but by a relationship with Jesus Christ, justification by faith in Him. And today, this is the common foundation stone of Bible-believing Christians. But it's not the key emphasis of God to His people today. Why? Because this is something that has been established. And regardless of what denomination, it's a matter of we agree on what? There's no other salvation except in the name of Jesus, and that the authority for Christian living is found in the inspired Word of God. That's keeping it very simple. So today, the responsible of leadership today is basically that the body of Christ, God's people, are to correctly hear what the Spirit is saying to the church in this hour, and also in a personal way, and to rightly divide the word of truth to the saints of God. That's the purpose of pastors and teachers, that there can be an accurate and inspired dividing the word of truth, explaining the word of God to the saints of God. In Luke, the 12th chapter, verses 42 through 44, the Lord made a very important statement. He was talking about servants and stewards, and the Lord said, "Who then is that faithful and wise steward whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household, to give them their portion of meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Of a truth I say unto you, that he will make him ruler over all that he hath." So what is the meat in due season that the faithful and wise servant should be giving? Well, that meat, of course, is the solid food of God's Word. It is the meat of God's Word. That phrase, in due season, simply means at the proper time. So we must all be faithful to feed our households, our churches, and be faithful in giving their portion, the things that they are needing at that particular time in their life. So just by way of brief review we've talked about, and, you know, I've just touched on a few general thoughts in each of these, but there's the season of present truth, and there's the wonderful season of fruitfulness, of harvest time, of the blessings of God. And then there is the season of need, which we can all relate to, seasons of manifold testings and trials. And while sometimes those seasons seem to be overemphasized or prolonged, yet the good news is they are temporary. And as I said before earlier this week, the key in any season is to ask the Lord, what's His purpose in whatever you're going through, to learn whatever He has for you in that time, whatever lesson is in it, so that you'll be able to understand, to grow, and to mature to the next stage of your development, of your growth and maturity in Christ. And then, of course, we talked about the seasons of refreshing, those wonderful times when God pours out His Spirit. Again, the key scripture is found in Acts, the 3rd chapter, verse 19. Repent ye therefore, be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Remember that, beloved, when you are feeling a little bit of dry, just spend some time with the Lord and just surrender and repent of anything the Holy Spirit would quicken to your heart, that you can experience those wonderful times of joy and the presence and fellowship of God in a wonderful way. So, beloved, I hope you've been blessed as we've shared these truths from the Word of God. And if you perhaps might be in a season of need, I do invite you to write and share whatever areas, whatever concerns you may have. In the power of agreeing prayer, God has promised to do a work. We can all pray by ourselves, but there is power in agreeing prayer, and that's why He enjoined us to do it in the Word of God. The announcer will give our contact information. I invite you to write. The announcer will share a mailing address, and of course, that's how I respond primarily. I always confirm receipt, and we'll pray with emails, but if you'd like a personal response, which so many over the decades have been so blessed by the ministry of correspondence, I ask you to share your mailing address. I love you, and it's been a joy and a privilege to be able to share the Word of the Lord with you this week. I thank you for your prayer support, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,